Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Justice Center for Protection of Peoples with Special Needs was established, and you were an assemblyman during this time period. So if you can talk a little bit about the history on why it was created and what its role currently is.
Sure. Thank you, Zach. When I was in the New York State Assembly, I was honored to be able to co-sponsor this bill in 2013 when Governor Cuomo presented this to the legislature, and at that time, having a family member who's been in a long time institutionalized and obviously with Progressive moved out into the community, the goal was to investigate allegations of abuse of neglect for the special needs community. So really to protect people with special needs, and at that time, restore public trust, because there were concerns about health, safety, and the dignity of our most precious people, our special needs.
Now, with its current role today, has there been any type of, I guess, limitations in how it operates in law, either with different bills that have come up over time since it was introduced?
Well, I do. My sister-in-law is in also care, and the whole goal was to give people an opportunity to report, mandatory reporting, especially people who are employees, to protect employees, to protect, obviously clients and patients, and to protect people with special needs. And the one thing that I do hear quite often is, even though there is more reporting, it seems as though many times that reporting goes unfounded. So I think, you know, when you're looking at this as a whole, it's been about over 10 years. I think the legislature needs to do some type of review of the Justice Center and just do an analysis, almost like an audit, and say, okay, how is this going? This is what we wanted to do in 2013. With that implementation, is the Justice Center working for the most important thing? Is it providing health, safety, and dignity to people with special needs? So, to me, I haven't been in the legislature in quite some time, but I'm very connected to the special needs community. Having a brother with special needs, my sister-in-law, and I talk to many people. As you know, we're fighting for justice with the NFTA to expand paratransit service. So the Justice Center is something that was intended for a positive change in how people are treated in the public system. But I do think a review of that system would be something that should at least be looked into.
Now, how does this department work? Do they do investigations directly under themselves, or do they rely on the state for those resources?
Well, they're part of the state. They have an investigatory arm of their operations, and that's what they're supposed to do. So, you know, there is a hotline, a toll-free number that people can call if they witness any abuse or neglect with their there's a registry. There's training. One thing I know that I thought was very positive when we created this is additional training for our first responders. You know, not everyone is used to being around people with special needs. They have, you know, special opportunities to interact with the public, especially now when we have them out in the community, which I advocate for. So there's training, there's opportunities to report neglect. And I think it's a really, at that time in 2013, I'm very proud to be part of that sponsorship. However, as you know, we should take a look at this and just make sure that there can't be any changes or tweaks, or taxpayers are getting the most out of this, you know, out of the Justice Center.
You know, and another thing I was thinking about this too, because this is at a state level, when this was being established, was the thought of how the federal law interprets this or how they outline how to protect these individuals?
Well, for a long time, you know, you had, and you still have something called OPWDD, Office of People with Developmental Disabilities. So under Governor Rockefeller, he was really a champion. He started this. And, you know, people were institutionalized, but at that time, people like my brother who were at the West Seneca Developmental Center, really families had nowhere to turn. It was a high level of care for people that maybe long-term they didn't think at that time they were going to be able to live, like my brother to be, you know, almost 65 years old. My brother got a pretty severe diagnosis. So, you had families looking for additional help, Governor Rockefeller providing that, providing assistance and care for these individuals. And over time, unfortunately, you had cases like Willowbrook, where when they investigated, they found a tremendous amount of abuse and neglect. And, you know, they said there's got to be something better, something that we could do to protect our people with special needs. So this creation, it took some time, but in 2013, the legislature and the governor was able to come together. I thought it was a very positive thing to do. But, you know, of course, anytime you have a bureaucracy, you may not get the end result that you're looking for. So I think mandatory reporting, how they're handling the information that they're receiving from the public. As I stated, you know, I haven't been in Albany in quite some time, but I do think after probably the incident that I heard about today, that there should be some type of review by Albany or some type of investigation to see how they're handling these reportings and what they're doing with them.
All right, Mickey. And then just to wrap it up here, is there anything about this that maybe I didn't ask you about or something that you think would be important for our listeners to be aware of?
I just want to say, I really want to let them know that working with people with disabilities, you know, our direct care workers, they're so important. We cherish them so much. They're really watching our family members. They're, you know, they're a part of our community. And, you know, as the integration of people with special needs into the community, you know, there's a possibility, there's a more opportunity for neglect. So, you know, please, if you do see something, there's a hotline. Please call that hotline. If you are a mandatory reporter, make that report. You know, especially also, too, is our employees that work in these facilities, it's important for them to be transparent, you know, with, you know, some great service providers that we have in Western New York. We're very, very lucky. So, but it doesn't mean that we can't improve, and it doesn't mean that if something happens, it should be reported.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.